Change is the most constant in our lives. And if we, as change agents, want to make an impact in the world, we need to understand the change that is happening in our world. Otherwise, we will be enslaved by change rather than enabling change. I believe that everybody should become a futurist in these times so that we can make better, interconnected, conscious decisions to build a fortified future. Welcome to the Future Fit Lab, where leaders decode the now, anticipate what's next, and turn these signals on our radar into strategies in your own spaces. I will be breaking down innovations, technologies, and shifts shaping our world so that you can create real change in yours. This is not about prediction, because this change is already embedded and very much alive in our systems, in patents, and in the world right now. This is all about rehearsing. So stay conscious and stay future fit. My name is Carmen Murray, and I am a futurist, a cultural forecaster, and a transformation strategist. Also, a huge thank you to our strategic partners, Solid Gold Podcast Studios, Air Fashion, and the Sun and Beauty Room. Now let's dive in. Hello everyone, I'm Carmen Murray, futurist, cultural forecaster, and transformation strategist. Welcome to the Future Fit Lab, where we unpack the shifts happening around us, the good, the bad, and the beyond, and look at the scenarios that could shape our next steps. What if I told you that career paths of the future won't be linear anymore? What if I told you you're becoming networked, deeply interconnected webs of skills, roles, and revenue streams? So let me show you what that looks like. So let's take Ntabi Sang, for example, a typical professional of the future. She isn't just one thing. She's an influencer, a consultant, a yoga teacher, an educator, and she serves on a board. That is a networked career, multiple income paths, multiple identities, and multiple communities. But this isn't only for entrepreneurs. Inside corporates, the same shift is emerging. A financial manager might also be a project lead and an AI readiness and wellness champion, a podcast host for internal culture, a part-time lecturer, a consultant on the side, and a creative collaborator in a cross-functional team. So this is what we call the multi-path work. Not one title, it's a portfolio of contributions. We are moving away from hierarchy and in the feminine system of networks, collaboration, and interconnected value creation. So this is not a prediction. We can see the signals. According to the World Economic Forum, 44% of workers' core skills will change within 5 years. Yes, we know that, right? But 8 of 10 future skills are human-centered, multidisciplinary, and problem-solving based. McKinsey shows that AI will automate 40 to 60% of repetitive tasks. Yes, we know that. But in the UK, over 1 million people are on zero-hour contracts, showing the shift towards task-based work. We really need to pay attention to that. So it's going to be more ad hoc job opportunities. In South Africa, peace jobs, as we know them, and portfolio careers are growing as a structural shift, not just as survival. So this tells us two things. Roles are unbundling. Careers are decentralizing. And with AI democratizing knowledge, production, and opportunity, there's a major shift underway. People are becoming what I'd like to call micro corporates. Here's where it gets really interesting. As corporates restructure, society restructures. More people are forming clusters, collaboration, and networks. Micro enterprises. Think of an entrepreneur that's created a cohort and they are super smart, super intelligent, and AI optimized. They're agile, human first units that can plug into organizations on demand. I mean, honestly, we've been seeing the rise of what they call the elephant companies as well, where elephant companies are all around community-based organizations for profit that are more human-centered and not AI-centered. So what does this mean? The future competitor to a corporate might not be another multinational, but a network of highly skilled individuals who use AI as their operational workforce. Generative AI becomes your assistant, your marketer, your designer, your analyst, your admin, your strategist, and you become the CEO of your own ecosystem. It is like being a CEO of a corporate, micro corporate in this case, and having AI departments and AI employees.
This shift mirrors a feminine system, less about top-down control, but more about webs, relationships, and adaptability and flow. Entrepreneurship is also evolving. It's moving from build it alone to build it together. We're seeing clusters of entrepreneurs serving one client. Micro teams formed from WhatsApp groups and communities, pop-up expert networks, creators, and collaborating with corporate specialists working on project-to-project supply chains and becoming more inclusive. This is how the new work economy will function. We also need to consider the idea of organizational singularity, where companies of the future will begin merging, absorbing, or collaborating at unprecedented levels to survive. This isn't only technological singularity, it's structural singularity. As institutions slow down and networks speed up, the center of gravity moves from institutions to individuals, then to networks. This is early stage. It's evolving fast, but not everyone can see it yet. Our job is to watch the signals and prepare. Let me leave you with the five things every entrepreneur and business professional needs to know. Build your portfolio, not just your job title. Your future and your future value sits in your combinations, not in your column. You are a micro corporate. Start thinking like a business. You are the business. Your name, your brand is a network, capability, and a community. Build a universe around you, a universe of community, but see yourself as a business. Build your digital footprint. We have, I would say, 2 to 3 year window before AI-generated personas flood the online world. People will choose the OGs, the original voices. They will lean towards people that have built authentic community, authentic content, and that is where they will move towards. Become multidisciplinary. Study outside your field. Study the complete opposite. Blend disciplines. This is the new renaissance. Plug into networks. Don't stand alone. Your opportunities, revenue streams, and collaborations will come from communities, ecosystems, and cross-functional webs. So, we are entering a time where careers are not climbed, they are created. Not linear, but layered. Not institutional, but personal. So, if you feel uncomfortable at first, remember, with this shift comes agency, more creativity, and more independence. I call this the great independence. This is going to change how we do business, how we earn, how we make a difference, and how we unite and come together. It's going to force collaboration. I'm Carmen Murray, and this has been the Future Lab. Remember, the future doesn't happen to you, you happen to the future.